We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, joyful viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Opus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
en Costa Rica, en Teleran Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA, en Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente, en Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado, en Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotov on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, endangered freshwater turtles are cared for by Cambodian monks. In sustainable energy news, Japan creates power-saving semiconductor technology. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Aviation Without Borders, a United Kingdom nonprofit which provides humanitarian assistance to global citizens through air transportation. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 25th, is the birthday of distinguished Portuguese architect Mr. Eduardo Soto de Moura, born in 1952 in Oporto, Portugal. He is the winner of the 2011 Pritzker Architecture Prize, considered the highest honor in the field. Mr. Soto de Moura is recognized for using simple geometries and shapes while incorporating local traditions and landscapes into his designs. Some of his well-known projects include the Braga Stadium and the Burgo Tower in Portugal. He has also done acclaimed work in Spain, Italy, Germany, the United Kingdom, and Switzerland. Our many thanks, Mr. Eduardo Soto de Moura, for gracing the world with your fantastic artistic concepts. We wish you a very happy birthday, celebrated with loved ones.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from the Philippines. In early June, typhoon-related floods overflowed rivers in multiple provinces of the Mindanao region, forcing some 13,000 families from their homes.
Kailangan ng mga bata at lalo na kaming mga magulang. O medyo takot rin kami kay hindi namin alam kung saan kami pupunta kay lahat ng nasa paligid namin, puro tubig.
With all her love and prayers, on June 9th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 and asked that our nearby association members please render help to the most vulnerable. This amount could purchase $203,000 in urgent needs if obtained in the United States, based on the cost of living in the Philippines, covering their own travel expenses of $2,240. Our association's relief team in the Philippines, together with team members from Formosa or Taiwan, prepare to deliver emergency food supplies to the hard-hit town of Piquet. Local social welfare officials expressed their gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai at the news of the unexpected aid for some 11,000 families, whose ruined crops had left them unable to resume their regular daily lives.
Selamat Master G. Hai, sa tulong ibag-initabang kanya sa kami.
Maraming salamat po, Supreme Master Qinghai.
About 4,100 relief packs were prepared, containing rice, noodles, salt, sugar, soy sauce, biscuits, and detergent soap, then distributed to families in 8 barangays. Some villages had to be reached by boat across still flooded areas over 2 meters deep. Relief recipients were also eager to read the SOS flyers, saying that the climate change urgency they described was proven by the worsening flood disasters they had been experiencing.
Hopefully, with the group coming here and highlighting these things, people will be encouraged to go organic, to go veggie, and help save planet Earth. Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We are thankful for the helpful response of the local officials and for Supreme Master Qinghai's timely care, as we also appreciate the efforts of our association's relief team. Our prayers for the continued resiliency of the Philippine people and that such predicaments are eased through our gentler regard for all fellow beings.
We'll be right back.
Heavy rains caused landslides and flooding in North Korea. During the second week of July 2011, the west and southwestern parts of North Korea received heavy rainfall of over 400 millimetres of rain. The state-run Korean Central News Agency, or KCNA, reported that landslides had caused a loss of lives in some areas of South Pyongan province as bridges and railways were destroyed. Scores of homes and other buildings in rural areas of Pyongyang, as well as at least 20,000 hectares of crops, were reported to have been damaged by floods, as were dozens of coal mines. KCNA stated that reconstruction efforts were being launched.
Conveying her sorrowful sympathy and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearest association members please check with officials to see if help is needed, saying that if it is not possible to go themselves, emergency funds will be available to be sent through an agency already working in the region. We are grateful for the efforts of the North Korean officials to help restore the region, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's detailed concern. May such extreme weather conditions subside through our united endeavors toward more considerate care of our shared planetary home.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Trời đâu sẵn có tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá, chung xác sơ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang, sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang đồ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tùy vó vàng. Ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô, sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cò mồ, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyện ước sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh. Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá, chung xác sơ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang, sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang đồ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tùy vó vàng. Ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô, sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô mô, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyện ước sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 548. Be Vegan, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Citizens speak out. In countries such as Afghanistan, Bahrain, Egypt, Libya, Spain, Syria, and Yemen, people continue to gather in solidarity as they call for social and political change that will bring greater respect, human rights, and equality to theirs and fellow country persons' lives.
Spain. Thousands who have been marching for a month in towns and cities across the country converge in Madrid on Saturday, July 23rd, where they united in a call for the responsibility for reversing the economic crisis to be borne by the wealthy first.
Afghanistan. On Saturday, the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif became the sixth of seven areas where security has been successfully transferred to local Afghan personnel as part of efforts to withdraw all North Atlantic Treaty Organization or NATO-led troops by 2014.
Madagascar. UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food, Olivier de Schutter, has called for an urgent international review of sanctions against Madagascar, most of which have been in place since a 2009 military takeover of the country. Rapporteur de Schutter stated that with 76.5% of the population currently living below the poverty line, along with levels of child malnutrition being some of the highest in the world, the continued sanctions are creating conditions for a humanitarian catastrophe.
Egypt. On Saturday, over 230 people were injured as supporters of the military council began attacking activists who were marching in protest of the military's violent repression of demonstrators the day before in Alexandria, as well as the slow pace of reforms.
As we mourn those who have perished or endured injuries, we pray for the conflict in all nations to end and that people worldwide may choose to live side by side in safety, freedom, dignity, and peace.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
They are the most brilliant generation of our time. They're not born to die. I don't care, die a hero or die a what. It's the same. It's a waste of resource. They are able-bodied, they're intelligent, they're strong, they're handsome. And it costs millions of dollars even to raise him. And so much love from the family and friends so that he grow up like that. He's not just nobody, he's somebody. He has family. Yeah? He might even be married and have children already. But he's supposed to go out there and shoot somebody you don't even have any enmity with. You cannot change love into hatred. And tell a young man who has been loved all his lifetime until now, come out and turn into a hateful person and then use a gun to kill another person, also grow out of love from a mother somewhere. Nurture like a beautiful flower in your garden with all love and care and attention and hope for the future. and it boom, just like that. One bullet this big. Finished. Such a beautiful dream. Got up. People should be given hope, inspiration to live for, not to die for. You're not born, grow up, just to keep a war, and then die for it. The children are in the prime of their life, and they are also very idealistic. So this good and pure energy and enthusiasm has to be used for peaceful purpose, for building the world, for helping the needy, yeah? That is the kind of heroism that the young people love to spend their energy on. They would love it. The more war, the more death, the more death, the more enemies. The more enemy, the more war, the more war, the more death, the more enemy. It's a vicious circle. There's no end to it. You just have to shake hands and forgive each other. War is never a solution. We just have to stop.
Xa đời, Chúa đã lên ngôi. Hôm mai chỉ còn có con người ngậm ngùi rất dìu nhau trong cơn tâm tối. Này anh, này em ơi, chớ bỏ quên đời, chớ bỏ muôn loài, mà đi tìm cuộc vui nơi niết bàn xa xôi. Hãy cùng ta ở lại, hãy cùng ta ở lại, lặn lội kiếm tìm một chút tình thương, một chút tình thương mà ban phát cho muôn loài trong mười phương. Đi tìm hoài sao xa lắc tương lai, đi tìm hoài sao chưa thấy ai. Bồ Tát nơi đâu, Phật ở phương nào, từ bí bể rộng trời cao, hãy rưới xuống như mưa nguồn, cõi đời khô cằn hư hao, cho tán hết oan khiêng, đổ nát ngục tù, bụi trần bao trùm tâm linh. Đã từ lâu, mắt đã mờ, trí huệ u mê, thiên cung đã quên mất nẻo về, sáu cõi dãy đầy yếu chướng, quằn quại thân gông cùng trong xích xiền ma vương. Ai nào xót thương, ai người xót thương, Chúa Phật đã soi đường, nhưng đường còn đầy cạm bẫy. Ai quyền lực phi thường, cứu sinh linh thoát vòng oán trái. Này anh, này em ơi, hãy cùng tôi góp lời thiết tha nguyện cầu cho muôn loài an vui kiếp kiếp đời đời. Xin hy sinh cầu cho muôn loài thối đắm chìm u minh.
NASA spacecraft orbits mysterious asteroid. Following a nearly four-year journey and 1.7 billion miles, or 2.8 billion kilometres, into space, the Dawn probe recently entered into orbit around Vesta, the second-largest planetary body in the main asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Launched by the US National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, Dawn's mission team includes US scientists as well as team members from German and Italian space agencies.
Since arriving as the first ever spacecraft in the solar system's asteroid belt, Dawn has been sending back high-resolution images of the 530-kilometer-wide Vesta. Mission lead scientist Christopher Russell of the University of California, Los Angeles, USA, noted from the pictures that the asteroid's surface, which has remained virtually unchanged in the last 4 billion years, contains many more craters and is far more colorful than scientists had expected. He and fellow team members are seeking to know more details about Vesta, such as why it is the brightest object in the asteroid belt, with a highly reflective surface 3 times brighter than Earth's moon. After 1 year of orbiting Vesta, the Dawn spacecraft is scheduled to continue on to the largest celestial body in the asteroid belt, the planet Ceres.
Bravo, National Aeronautics and Space Administration and International Scientists team, for your work together in Dawn's successful arrival at the asteroid Vesta. We look forward to hearing more of the expanded knowledge revealed from this exciting voyage into space.
Save our planet. In a July 19, 2011 study evaluating changes in the 55,000 glaciers across the Himalayan ranges between 1955 and 2007, a team of glaciologists found that an alarming 65% are melting due to global warming, which has also given rise to increased risk of avalanches and high-magnitude earthquakes.
Warning news. A study of over 1,500 teenagers by United States researchers published in the July 2011 issue of Archives of Otolaryngology found that youths exposed to secondhand smoke are twice as likely to have hearing loss, especially in the range of frequencies that are important for understanding speech.
Hi everyone, I'm Hallie. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
We love our delicious vegan diet. Today, we have a health tip.
To help ensure your canine companion does not develop any breathing disorder, keep your air smoke-free.
Also, minimize other pollutants in the air such as dust.
Your loyal friend will surely be grateful.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In conservation news, endangered freshwater turtles are cared for by Cambodian monks. The Mekong Turtle Conservation Center has been established on the grounds of a temple near the town of Krathai on the Mekong River. Funded by Conservation International, the center will protect the Cantor's giant soft-shell turtle. An 18-kilogram female turtle was released into the pond inside the temple. She joined nearly 100 babies who will be set back into the Mekong River when they grow up in 1 or 2 years. Our appreciation, respected Cambodian monks and Conservation International, for your care of the beautiful turtles. May the gentle-shelled friends flourish in safety and happiness with Buddha's blessings.
In sustainable energy news, Japan creates power-saving semiconductor technology. Researchers from NEC Corporation, a major multinational firm and producer of information technology, and Tohoku University announced the development of an invention that would halt energy consumption from computers, televisions, and other electronic items when they are in standby mode. Normally, when electric devices are plugged in, even though they are turned off, they are still receiving a flow of electricity. NEC expects the new technology to reduce power consumption in households by 2% and in facilities having many computers by about 25%. Congratulations, NEC Corporation and Tohoku University, on this earth-friendly advancement. We look forward to hearing about more such beneficial innovations. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Aviation Without Borders, a United Kingdom nonprofit which escorts children requiring urgent medical attention to London for surgery. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more admirable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exemplary news for a meritorious world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Aviation Without Borders, which provides disadvantaged children an opportunity to take air flights.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Aviation Without Borders, or AWB, is dedicated to providing humanitarian assistance to global citizens through air transportation. The nonprofit based in the United Kingdom works together with organizations having similar goals in Belgium, France, Germany, the Netherlands, and Spain.
One of the services which AWB offers is to escort children requiring urgent medical attention from countries such as Uganda, Ethiopia, and Kenya to London for surgery. Another endeavor of the organization is Smiling Wings Days, in which disadvantaged youngsters are given the opportunity to find out about aircrafts and actually take a short flight.
Organizing supplies including medicines, medical equipment, and food to be taken to areas in need around the world is an important initiative of AWB. Zimbabwe, Kenya, Chile, Peru, Madagascar, and Jamaica are among the destinations of the flights. Our heartfelt gratitude, Aviation Without Borders, for your laudable airborne service to humanity. May many precious individuals be helped through your devoted efforts. For their noble actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Aviation Without Borders with the Shining World Compassion Award and £10,000.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Ticket.
A drunk decides to go and see a late night film. After buying a ticket, he staggers into the cinema, only to return 2 minutes after to buy another ticket and stagger in again. 2 minutes later, he's back again, buying a third ticket. So the girl in the ticket office says, "Do you realize, sir, that's the third time you have bought a ticket?" So the drunk replied, "Yeah, but every time I get to the cinema, some man takes it from me and tears it in half."
And now for our viewers' heartline on the benefits of forgiveness with Dr. Fred Luskin on Healthy Living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
I like the quote by Gandhi, "The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong." Thank you for making this show. Angel from the United States.
Amiable Angel, thanks for sharing your relevant message. The esteemed Dr. Fred Luskin from Stanford University, USA, clearly demonstrates the benefits of forgiveness to body, mind, and spirit. May heaven bless you and the loving people of the United States with inner bliss and harmony.
You have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May peace and love be the noble anthem of our times.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Inaugurating the second phase of the Project Water Forever, Mexican President Felipe Calderon commends the Sustainable Development Program that has partnered non-profit Alternativas with less fortunate residents to transform the arid Mixteca region into one that supports both the environment and daily lives.
Based on a model already in use in South Asia's Kingdom of Bhutan, the UN General Assembly adopts a resolution to make citizens' well-being and happiness a development indicator that can be considered along with other factors such as financial growth.
The European Union pledges 125 million euro in aid to Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast for programs that support the country's economic recovery and continued national reconciliation.
The first Hamas government-sponsored secondary school for students with hearing impairments is inaugurated in Gaza, Palestine, which will enable nearly 200 youths to complete their high school education.
After a 76-hour search across 18,642 miles, the United States Coast Guard, with help from other passerby vessels, successfully locates and rescues a group of 15 men, women, and children who had been stranded for 3 days on an uninhabited Pacific island after their boat capsized.
Venezuela's ambassador to Colombia, Ivan Rincon, announces that the two countries have fully re-established diplomatic and trade relations, saying that both nations' presidents have also expressed full confidence in their restored mutual ties.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.